It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
This is Joey from the So Wizard Podcast, and you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Indeed. We are at show 268. Title of the show is Knives Out. And it's Fans of Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my entire posse, the posse, the only posse. Tiffobot, say hello to the people.
Hello, I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. You sounded all bright. No sickness, no illness. You know, you've been sniffling for a couple months here, so I'm glad.
We're doing great.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne. Couldn't think of that.
How are you this week, sir? You can say it doesn't spell L-A-T-E.
Oh, yeah, I was a little late today. You had to let everybody know. Nobody knew until now. Thank you for that.
Oh, man. You know, when stuff happens, I never let stuff go. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm the I told you so, man. Yeah, I'll 10 years later. What did I say? Didn't I say it? You know. Yep. Oh, man.
Lord.
We got a great show, man. Because so much stuff is happening. You know, it's Christmas time. You know, we cue that dope Christmas music there. It's Christmas time. We feeling good. Everybody's starting to show all the cards because, you know, summer is coming and stuff, and they want to start getting everything out. I hear we got a Ghostbusters trailer coming pretty soon and stuff like that. But we don't have that today.
Okay.
What we do have is a James Bond trailer because finally, you know, they got that sucker packaged and ready to come out. Also, we are talking about a little Planet of the Apes news. Believe that? You got some Planet of the Apes. Just when you thought the apes was dead, you know, maybe not. We'll talk about that a little later. Also, man, Marvel dropped the bomb on the world again with a Scarlett Johansson Black Widow trailer. Talking about that. Then we got Pimp Smack because we wasn't paying attention and the boys showed back up. So we're gonna do the boys. We got a trailer for the boys from on Amazon. So we're going to check that out. Is that everything? Because I know we've been...
That's everything.
We made some changes and stuff. You know, yeah, we're talking it. About some different things. Okay, so that's the news
that's
for this
the
week.
News, yeah, that's the news.
We also are doing a Facts on Patrol Whodunit edition, thanks to good old Tiffobot.
Whodunit?
You know. We got the second to the last book of Dead Man Logan. We could have did both, but no. We got another book. Mm-hmm. And we all went to the movies to go check out, what's his name, Rian Johnson's Knives Out. Can't wait to talk about this one. And so that's going to be the show. Are you guys ready to roll?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
DJ Poppy.
All right, we're back. And before we get rolling 100 miles per hour, Tiff, why don't you hit us with that social media?
For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. That's our main hub. We have our shows there. We have artwork that Montego's done. We have... Stuff written by Big Pen Ken, so check us out at fansandpatrol.com. You can get to us directly via our email at fans@fansandpatrol.com with questions, comments, concerns. We'd love to hear from you. If you're a little bit more shy and you want to just reach us on social media, we're at Fans and Patrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And then, of course, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And any other listening platforms you might want to listen to us on, let us know. And please leave us a review that helps us become searchable to other folks. And we would like to shout you out on the air if you do that.
Indeed. Thank you for that, Tiffobot. Now, where are we here, man? So, you know what? Before we get started, did y'all hear those? did y'all read the comments that Lando Calrissian said? What's his name? Billy Dee Williams did this week?
No, I didn't. Negative.
Tiff, did you hear it?
No.
It was kind of funny, man. So he did an interview, I think, with Esquire, GQ, something like that, right?
Yeah.
And he was saying that he was kind of making comments like, you know, he refers to himself as himself, herself. He's not gender specific. He, you know, he's been like that. He, you know, he doesn't mind, you know, his feminine side. And the world took it that he was coming out at 82 years old.
Oh, okay.
They were like, oh, he's gay. You know, he's gay. Right. About 3 or 4 days later, he was like, whoa, 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 hold up.
Right, yeah.
He's like, hold up.
Remember.
He was like, hey, I was saying it's okay to be in touch with your feminine side. I am in touch with my feminine side. I am by no means of the stretch. And I was like, that's just like an old space pimp. You know, let's straighten this out.
You know? Right. Lord have mercy.
I started with hilarious.
Well, it also goes with the whole Solo movie, too. Kind of. I was just thinking about the whole
robot thing.
The robot thing, yeah. Did he have sex with that robot?
No. Yeah, he did.
That's kind of what did the robot do, man? Right.
Exactly.
That was the stupidest part about that movie.
Yeah, it was, man. I hated that part, man.
Yeah, and I love that movie.
That movie's good, yeah. But that part, yeah, it's like, come on, man. Did we have to have that?
Right, you got
to
make him a weirdo.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Make the space pimp a weirdo.
But there are very few ladies in the Star Wars galaxy.
Yeah, everybody got to share.
Right. For whatever reason, yeah.
Yeah, why? Well, in the first movie, what, you had like two.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. You had like one because my Mothra wasn't even in. No, you had two. You had Aunt Beru and you had Princess Leia.
Yeah, she got burnt up.
That was it. Two ladies in the whole movie. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and the lady that at the end, what was that you know, many have died for this.
No, that was Jedi.
No, it's in the first one when they went to No?
She was not in that movie. That was in Return of the Jedi when my Mothra came out.
Ah.
There was one other lady. She was in Mos Eisley. No, it was a couple ladies in the cantina. Pretty hot ladies too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were. I forgot. There was. Yeah.
They were smoking some weed or something.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah. They had the hookahs. Yeah.
Hey, what are we talking about? Let's get back on track.
Jesus.
We went all the way around the world.
We went around every damn thing. Hey, let's talk about some James Bond, man. Okay. All
right.
So I know I'm like the only uber super duper fan here. James could just sit in a chair and just with a gun in his hand, and I'll be like, I love James Bond, you know. So I'm not the best authority to talk about this. But they dropped the trailer, finally, because this movie was, you know, I'm never doing James Bond again. And that went on, right? Now we're in search for James Bond. Let's talk about Idris Elba. Guess what? I'm doing James Bond again. And then after this one was completed, he said again, I'm never doing James Bond again. Well, dude, you're kind of old now, dude, you know. So anyway. No Time to Die, first trailer is introduced, and this trailer, in my opinion, started a lot different than most trailers I've ever seen. Tiff, why don't you tell us what's going on with this trailer and how you feel about it?
So it opens up, I'm not 100% sure about James Bond stuff, but he's like in a car with a woman and they're being chased, okay? Yes. That's pretty typical James Bond stuff.
Pretty untypical for a trailer, though, just to start out like with balls out like that. But go ahead.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. And then, so he was retired and is getting pulled back in, which is kind of like mirroring the real world stuff, right? Like he wasn't going to be the James Bond. Now he's James Bond.
Yeah.
But I will tell you.
Well, you mean 007.
Hands down.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yes, 007. Hands down, my favorite part of this trailer is the woman. 00 whatever.
I think she's actually 007.
Oh yeah.
And
yes,
she played.
She's amazing.
She played Myra Fambro, and Captain Marvel.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. So I believe she's supposed to be 007, and he's coming back and give me my number back.
So what's he gonna do? Oh, but there's other 00s, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they go up. I've only seen up to 009 in the movies.
Oh, really?
In one movie, excuse me, a few of them were in there, and they brought in all the 00s, wow. And I think it was like maybe eight of them in that scene. But I know I've heard up to 009, because you can't have a 0010.
Of course not.
It's kind of stupid.
Right, just be 10.
Right. So Smooth, what are you thinking about this stuff, man?
Classic James Bond for me. You got the cars. You got him saying his name. You got, like you say, he's doing all these amazing X Games stuff. So yeah, this, you know, I'm not a fan since, you know, Roger Moore and Sean Connery.
Christ
and,
almighty.
Remington Steele kind of pushed me away, because I didn't think, even though he had the look, I just didn't see the build, and you know, I didn't think that he was.
Hands down, he had one of the best James Bond movies of all time.
Which and, was, and, what? Spectre?
Goldeneye.
Goldeneye, I'm sorry.
Goldeneye,
yeah, Goldeneye was good.
Goldeneye was the bomb.
It was good. Goldeneye was good. But, you know, I just, jeez, you know. But, yeah, I mean, this right here, Daniel Craig, hey, this looks good, man. You got the lady in there, too, you know.
Have you seen any of these?
Have the Daniel Craig's? Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I've seen, I can't remember which one. I think I've seen.
I've seen Casino Royale.
That's the one. That's the one I've seen. So, yeah. I mean, it has my attention. You know, I'm pretty sure that we'll probably do this on the show. So, yeah, I'll have to go into the James Bond archives and see all of them just so I can, you know.
Yeah, we'll start now.
Oh, that would take you forever.
No. Guess what? Don't say that.
I own them all on digital.
How many?
Oh, shit.
It's a lot.
There's like 45 of them.
It's a lot, yeah. You know what I was doing one day? I was watching them, and then when one went off, I bought another one. You know, I just kept buying
them. I'm talking about the Daniel Craig series. He's got, what, four?
You're crazy. Oh, okay. Including this one.
Well, no, yeah, because I'm, yeah.
No, I bought them all.
I believe you. Yeah, I believe you.
I love James Bond.
I believe you got them all.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Well, for me, like I was saying with Tifflebot, this trailer started unlike any trailer I've ever seen. I've never seen a trailer start like this. It was almost like you were watching the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, they put you right in an intense conversation, car chase. I'm like, damn, this is odd. Because normally there's some bravado, right? They little announcement, you know, and something happens, you know, an explosion, and then they show a credit or something, you know, and then it goes. But for this just to start out like this, and then from the ending of the last movie, I had no idea it was going to continue. It's like almost the same movie. You got Blofeld in it.
Oh, it's seamless.
Yeah, dude. I didn't know that he liked that woman that much that he went on and left her. Yeah, you know, and left out with her. I didn't know that, you know. Right. And so you have some of the same. You have the villain in the last movie, have a new villain, and I think he's going to be more of a henchman, maybe. I don't know. But the new 00 lady looks, she didn't look this hot in that other movie with Captain Marvel. Damn, she looked hot as hell.
Well, she had on there a lot of woo. military gear on and stuff. So.
All I can say is I'm in like Flynn. Even if it looked like shit, I would be in. But it don't look like shit. This actually looks extremely good.
Where it looks good.
All right, man. So let's just let's move on from there. Huh? What else we got, Tiff? Oh, these are Tiff's notes. Well, kind of collaboration.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Tiff.
A little mix and match. So do you want to talk about a potential new Planet of the Apes movie?
Let's talk about the monkeys.
Yeah.
You know? So what do we got?
So it looks like, you know, there was some talks, because this was kind of a feather in Fox's cap, you know what I mean? They were doing some successful stuff with it. But then when the Disney merger over, they were like, okay, this is kind of put on the back burner. But it looks like Disney's like, no, we want the Planet of the Apes. We want a movie. So it looks like they are going to have one. And did they say the director of
Maze Runner?
The director in here. Yeah. Maze Runner trilogy. Mm-hmm. Which people, I guess it's kind of, this article called it underrated. But I read the first book of that series and I did not like it. So I never saw the movies. Did any of you see the movies?
I saw the first two.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I saw the first two. I really, really liked it.
You did?
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Lord of the Flies type of thing. You know, all the boys were just living together. There's a couple girls. And then the second movie, you know, the second movie was so different from the first movie because I didn't realize it was like established books and it's heading into a direction.
Right.
And so for an uninitiated person like me, I was like, oh, is this what this is about? You know, so then it turned out being something completely different because they made you actually think in the first movie that it was like really some catastrophe that happened that, you know, and they were the only ones on the planet.
Okay.
And then when the second movie happened, you're like, oh, that was all bull crap. You know what I'm saying? It was just an experiment, you know, and it's some war going on. And so it was pretty interesting. The third one took too long for me to care. And it's not that I don't want to see it, but the kid got hurt. Filming it.
Okay.
And so and then like they delayed it like a year. And so about time it came out, it was like, dude, it's been like
lost its traction.
Lost a lot of traction in my opinion. And so yeah, perfect phrase. Mm-hmm. And so I mean, I wasn't like, this is a great director, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean it wasn't bad directing. I enjoyed both of the movies. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And very action-packed.
Do you think it would make a good Planet of the Apes movie? Like the Yes. Based on what he's done with the Maze Runner.
Especially with the first Maze Runner. Absolutely. It was very, you know, isolationist type of, you know, just them. It kind of reminds you of it. So I thought the Planet of the Apes franchise was dead with Caesar. Spoilers. You know? And I liked them. I mean, I liked them. It's not like I'm like, I'm the biggest Planet of the Apes fan, you know, but I liked them. So Disney bought them, because I was wondering when I read this article, I said, where the hell Disney came from? And I was like, oh, it's Fox. And so if they are going to dust it out, they might put that Disney funk on it, you know?
Yeah.
What, the PG?
No. What? The funk, my the brother. Funk? The
what?
Funk.
What, no blood?
Dude, the same thing they did with Star Wars, the same thing they did with Marvel, you know?
Oh.
Everything got dope.
Yeah, I guess.
What you mean? You don't like Marvel movies?
I do like Marvel movies, but I'm just saying, you didn't see. When you say Disney, I'm thinking PG and, you know, sprinkles and stuff like that. I mean, the Planet of the Apes is, you know, war. I mean, the last Planet of the Apes is blood and tears. You know what I mean? I don't know about this one. I don't know if they're gonna. I mean, I haven't seen a Disney movie where, you know, they had gratuitous, you know, violences. You
what
know,
about the Winter Soldier?
The Winter Soldier, yes, that was great. Yes. There was no blood, though. That's what I'm saying.
People was there. You didn't need none when people getting shot and gunned down.
I understand that, but in the last Planet of the Apes, we seen blood, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we seen blood.
Yeah, there was blood.
Yeah, it was blood. Yeah, splatter and stuff like that. So that's, you know, that's all I'm saying. And I wonder if it's going to be Caesar's child. Is this going to be the second Caesar where we get the real Caesar, the mean Caesar? You know what I mean? The avengeful Caesar. So yeah, so I was thinking it could make that turn.
Who, Cornelius?
Well, I thought he had two kids, didn't he?
I remember one of them was Cornelius, and that's Cornelius, when
yeah.
Cornelius was grown, and that's he went to
and he died.
Back,
didn't
no,
he?
No, he went back to the earth with his wife back in time.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Right. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting.
I mean, it's cool. Yeah. I guess we'll see. I mean, it's not like I'm chopping at the bit and swinging on somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Give me my apes! I want my damn apes now! No, I don't know. So we'll see. I mean, I enjoyed the first ones.
Yeah, I did too. I did like them.
But you see what I'm saying? You listen to the terminology I'm using. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Right.
You know, it's not. I'm not like jumping on the table like, God damn it! I love this movie. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not like, excited to like hopefully get an like it's exciting to get another one, but you're not like you could go without another one if it really came down to it.
That's absolutely that right? The truth. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I would like to see them kind of wrap it up. You know,
it is wrapped up, wasn't it?
But they're gonna do another one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It was wrapped up.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was.
All they wanted to do was show the pre-war. You know, my favorite one was the first one because it had one of my favorite actors in it.
Is Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He and Gene Hackman have to be definitely in my top five.
Okay.
Just phenomenal actors, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Tiff, you don't give a googly-goo, do you?
No, I watched that one. I watched that one that you guys made me watch, and I didn't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just I'm not like I again like you, but probably even worse. I just don't care if they make another one.
Here's the thing, though. Must have made some decent coin.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
To step back to the plate, because you know Hollywood's some cold hearted son of a bees. You know, they like shit. We only made our money back. Cancel.
Right, right.
You know, we only made $5 million. Cancel. You know, and I guess you know when you're playing with the stakes that they play with. You know.
Yeah, so nobody's going ape shit over this.
You need to be. don't cheer.
Coin that.
He need his ass beat for making that that joke.
Yeah, I'm so predictable.
Oh, that's
so predictable.
That's a beatdown right there.
We're doing gimmicks right now, gimmicky over here.
So what else we got, Tiff?
So okay, we have a couple additions. So do you want to talk about Black Widow first?
Oh, that's fine.
Sure,
that's fine.
All right,
proceed, ma'am.
I was like, I thought you were gonna. You were like, oh, I'm gonna. I felt this rise up in you, like you were excited. So this trailer dropped, and I want to say that I don't care about Black Widow, and I've said that before. I'm not a huge fan, and I don't really care, but I saw this trailer,
mm-hmm.
and I think that my mind has been changed.
Wow, from one trailer.
Yes, because it looks because they're not trying to make her into like a superhuman superhero. Do you know what I mean? They're doing the it looks very Atomic Blonde-ish.
It looks of a little Winter Soldier-ish as far as keeping things grounded and unsupery.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Interesting. I think I this has been coming out. I've been uninterested in this project because of her spoilers. You know, I'm not even going to say it because, you know, what happened in the movie. And so it's like, what stake is this? You know, and then so I saw this, you know, and the antagonist is supposed to be, what's his name?
Taskmaster.
Yeah. Now, I'm a little disappointed he didn't have a hood on, you know. And the Max could have been a little bit more scullier, but who knows what he might look like in a thing. But I would like to see at least a hood on him.
Yeah.
But looks great. You know what? It looked that like that James Bond trailer.
It was almost like this was the part two to the to the trailer. I was like, damn, this is a super duper spy.
But I got to talk about my boy Harborough.
Oh my god. I was so surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I thought it was a great scene, you know, him struggling, putting on an old suit. What was his name? Dynamo? Is it?
Yeah.
Red Dynamo or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So he appears to be enhanced but older.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he calls them like their family. So I don't think they're a family. I think they all went to the same program or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt if that's her daddy, you know?
Right.
But I'm... Of course, it's Marvel. I'm superiorly interested. But it'd be very interesting for them to go a ungrandiose way with this and keep it just dope.
Yeah.
Interesting to me. What about you, Smooth?
I'm in like Flynn for this. Like you said, I did have the...
Disinterest?
Disinterest, yeah, exactly. Good word. Because, you know, of the whole she died in Endgame. But what got me, I remember...
Spoilers for people who ain't seen it.
Wow. If you haven't seen it, where the hell have you been? I think everyone has seen it.
You're a spoiled king, goddammit.
Yeah. Man, come on, man. She's been out for 3 years, right? No, 2 years at least.
It came out this year.
This year, did it?
Yes.
Okay, well, everybody, I mean...
Are you serious? I still came out like 10 years
ago. No, Endgame was this summer.
It sure was. Yep.
What's wrong with y'all?
It sure was. Well, hey, everybody's seen this shit, all right. But back to this. That one scene where she's jumping out, I remember that comic book we did where it was no words, it was just her fighting, and it was like an aerial ballet because she had escaped from what's that shit that the shield has, the hovercraft, whatever that is, flying, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that scene was dope. It looks comic booky, and it's right up my alley.
You think it looks comic booky?
I mean, as far as the action, I mean, you know what I'm saying, as far as her doing her moves and her, you know, which is I like.
Because I didn't think it looked comic. I think it looked very spy movie-ish.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, I'm sorry.
You have your opinion. Yeah. I'm just having a conversation because I watched that right after. I watched the James Bond trailer and that like in succession. Yeah. I didn't watch them when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it, I was like, wow, these almost look like they could be related, like almost like a different part of the same movie, just the way it was shot.
And yeah.
I mean,
and the scenery, yeah, and, you know, certain locations and stuff. But I'm in because, you know, it's Scarlett Johansson too. You know, she's nice to look at.
Oh gosh,
she is pretty damn fine there, boy. Good nose and gracious.
Ever since Ghost World, Tiff. Ever since Ghost World.
Ghost really? World.
Yes.
What's Ghost World?
That's when her and Tora Burke. Tora Burke was in the it was a comic.
Tora Burke.
Yeah,
it's a comic movie by Daniel Klaus. It's an indie movie. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. Never seen it.
But it's good.
Yeah. I first noticed her in The Island with Ian McGregor.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that movie sucks.
I love that movie.
I know you do.
I love that damn movie. Anyway, what else we got, Tiff?
Oh my God, it's time.
Oh shit!
It's time to talk about The Boys season two.
Bad to
and
the
I'm
bone.
So fucking excited. Like, I can't even believe that I missed this week. I'm gonna pull up this trailer so I can watch it while we talk about this because it's quick. Everything about The Boys I feel like is very fast paced. This trailer is so crazy. It starts off a little bit like, you know, a little intro, we get some soft stuff, but then all of a sudden we see people's faces being ripped apart.
Yeah.
There's people slipping in blood.
Yeah. Can we have some warning? Could y'all do a Red Band trailer, Amazon? Because, you know, I wasn't ready. You know, I wasn't ready. I was like, oh, I don't see no Red. I actually thought that when I looked. I said, oh, it's not Red Band, so it's going to be a little tame. And no, sir. No smooth.
No, yeah.
It was not tame at all.
No, I see some guts getting ripped out. What is that, guts?
Almighty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And splatterings. Yeah, like you said, heads blowing up. Yeah.
Well, and then...
You got some Dawson Creek action in here, too?
What's Dawson Creek action?
What's the one guy named from Dawson's Creek?
No, that's not him.
That ain't him?
James Vanderbeek?
No, that's not him. You think okay. Homelander's him?
Yeah, no. He looks like him, yeah.
I wish. That'd be amazing.
God, I can't.
I love James Vanderbeek.
I hate Homelander. Damn, I hate him.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. I love how... That's the thing that this, the only one who doesn't really seem like that big of a piece of shit is the Wonder Woman style character.
Yeah, she's just uninvolved and, you know, go with the flow, which makes her a major piece of garbage, too.
What is that called when you're in part of a crime but you didn't do it?
Accessory.
Yes, she's like an accessory to crime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she know what they're doing. She know what they're doing. But I love these characters, though.
I love it when I see them. When I saw them, I was like, oh my God, it's like my family's back. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like that, obviously, but like you have that feeling, you're like, oh my, these characters that I love, back. I love when they flash everyone's faces across the screen. But I really loved it when they're having that fight in the, like the nerd. It looks like a nerd.
Look like a comic book shop, have, right? Yeah.
The Funko Pops and stuff.
Mm hmm. the whole story, it's a good thing, man. If you haven't watched the first season, I'm going to recommend it, but I'm going to recommend it for people who don't mind when shit go bad. It's very, 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 one of the most violent shows I've seen in like years.
Oh, I'm in.
I mean, it's uber violent.
Hey, how many episodes? Eight,
something like that. 10.
Eight, yeah,
something like that. No more than 10. I know that for sure, but I think you guys are right. I think it is 8. Yeah, they are garbage. Every last one of them, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them. Terrible.
So they have nothing that you would, no personalities that you would like. There's no goodness in any of them. Huh?
I don't think
so. The one is okay. What's the one that the black whatever? Maybe.
Oh, you think so? Little cokehead. forgot his name. I know he's a speedster.
No. The one that's actually named Black something. He wears a mask and he's funny, but he's only in there every once in a while.
Yeah, you don't see him. Yeah, because he doesn't. But he's a murderer too, because he went out there and you know,
but what is that one's name?
I forgot his name.
I want to say Black Mantis, but I know that that's not.
No, it's definitely not Black Mantis.
It's not
I know.
That's the superhero.
Black something like that.
Huey can be talked into doing things. That's his problem.
Right.
The deep. Look at these.
But
guys.
My favorite is Frenchie.
Frenchie. I was about to say you love Frenchie though.
I love
Black Noir. Right. Yeah.
Black Noir.
Happened to be played by a black man too.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, Nathan Mitchell. Whoever Nathan Mitchell is. No. Simon Pegg. Yep. So anyway, man, I'm looking forward to The Boys. I just hope they don't push me over the edge, because y'all know.
Oh, okay. What, smacking kids and stuff like that.
Well, yeah. One, I can't take kids getting hurt, but to see the boys are actually the superheroes.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the heroes.
Oh, wow.
You know, the superheroes ain't they. They the villains.
Right. Yeah.
So I could take that. Right. Somebody has to be a good guy, Smooth.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
everybody
boy.
Everybody can't be shitty.
Everybody can't be shitty.
When are they bringing back Umbrella Academy?
Oh, they finished shooting that.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So it'll probably be pretty soon.
Cool.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Billy Zane, huh? Okay. So where are we at? Is that it?
I think that
That's
is it.
That's it. Oh, man.
That's it?
We're going to take a... And we're going to be right back with our game, man. So sit tight. All right, man. So we are back. It's game time. It's your boy against Smooth over there. So we're doing a whodunit thing. So I hope that I can beat the shit out of Smooth.
Who done it?
I did it. That's who did it. So, Tiff, why don't you take it away?
All right. So if you've never listened to this show before, or if this is your first time hearing a Facts on Patrol, it's basically just a quiz, and we usually do a theme, and this theme is going to be whodunits. It's very broad in that, like, you'll see when we get to the questions. And I will start with whoever wants to go first.
Look at Smooth Quiet.
I'll go first.
Everybody say Smooth Quiet over there.
I'll go first for once. Maybe my lucky day.
So, as you know, I don't do these questions in any order, so it's just too bad if you one that you know. That's, and you can steal, but only if they don't go for multiple choice.
Exactly.
Word.
All right. So the first question is, and it's going to make Monte go really mad, how many endings are there in the movie Clue?
Whoa! Oh, yeah. You're going to have to give me multiple choice.
You mother puss bucket.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, or D, 1?
I'm going to go with C4.
It is actually 3.
3, my chap.
Oh, wow. Oh, well.
That would have been. All right. Yeah, I love that movie. I've seen it a billion times.
Oh, okay.
I kind of hoped you'd want to go first. That could be yours, but whatever. So.
Good. I detonated that easy shit.
Montego.
Indeed.
True or false? Sherlock Holmes plays the violin.
That is absolutely true.
That is true.
Mm hmm. Yep. At least the Robert Downey Jr. version plays the violin.
Correct. So, all right.
Like Smooth loves true and false questions.
So easy.
Smooth.
Yeah.
How many days did it take to film the sex scene in Basic Instinct?
Give me a multiple choice. Ooh,
That's a rough one there.
That's a rough one, right?
Yeah. A, 7.
Oh, my God.
B, 1. C5, D9.
Damn. But depending on if I would go for the whole 9. If it was me, we gotta do that over. Ah, man, for a sex scene, usually it's only one day. But like I said, if it was me,
will you just come on?
I'm gonna go ahead and do 9 of them. But I'm gonna say I would go with 5 days so it doesn't get stale.
You are correct.
Like, you just stumbled into that thing.
Yeah, I did.
5 days.
5 days of okay. Sexy. Hey, can you elaborate on that? Do you have any more information about that?
Okay, in the movie, Hateful Eight.
I hate this movie.
How did O.B. Jackson die?
I don't know. Multiple choice, please.
Multiple choice?
Yes.
Okay. Poisoning. B, shooting. C, stabbing. D, hanging. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm, okay. Shooting. I don't know. I don't remember.
It was poisoning.
Poisoning. Yeah, I didn't like the movie, so I think I blocked out mostly everything. Ugh. The hell with that movie.
All right.
What
smooth.
Are we tied on? Smooth.
Yeah, 1-1. Yeah.
Damn it.
That's how I feel.
In Gattaca.
This is my question.
Damn.
I know. In Gattaca. What does Vincent Freeman inject into the synthetic finger?
I'm going to need that multiple.
A, ink. B, pigment. C, water. D, blood.
Water?
Okay, is that your answer?
No, because you didn't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's his goddamn answer. Of course it is.
You have to.
Of course it is.
Okay, so it's D, blood. It's what? Blood that he injects in there.
If you would have saw Gattaca, you would have known only because it was all about.
You would know.
Yeah, it's all about like DNA and stuff.
Oh, it was prison. Yeah, I should have figured that out.
Okay, so this is the last question for Montego, and then we're gonna have to have a tiebreaker.
Oh my goodness!
So, in the movie From Hell,
damn, see this movie.
how do the Freemasons punish Gull?
Multiple choice, please. That's how they punish
it. Okay. A, prison. B, execution. C, banishment. D, lobotomy.
Lobotomy.
That is correct.
I just guessed just like Smooth. I use your method.
Montego wins.
Play them damn tunes. I walked into it just like you.
I need a true or false question. I'm going to the board. I didn't get treated fairly. I need a true or false question.
Yeah, Smooth. Get out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
I stumbled into that one just like you did that Basic Instinct one.
Right.
Nice. Good job, everybody.
Thanks. All right.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Ooh. Well, you said punishment. I said if you kill him, that ain't punishment. You know, that's right, it's over.
Yeah, it's
you
over.
Know.
Yeah,
I mean, for some people, they'll call it punishment. You know, but anyway, good game, Tiff. Was that a hard one to do? Because I'm like,
yeah.
How many whodunits is out there? You know,
whodunit.
I'm surprised.
Well, you can see, it was kind of a loose based. There's a lot of whodunits, but a lot of them are like more like a murder mystery.
Of course,
so whodunit.
Did you see the latest Orient Express movie?
No, but I wanted to. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, it's really, really good. I enjoy it. It kind of reminds you of Knives Out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about Liam Neeson? No. That's something else.
It had a lot of folks in it.
Okay.
You know. Okay. So, that's the game. We're going to come right back with Dead Man Logan, number 11.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Comics, and this week, what do we have, Tiff?
It's Dead Man Logan, number 11. And as always, it's written by Ed Brisson, artist Mike Henderson, and color artist Nolan Woodard.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God. Sabretooth has taken the baby Hulk, and Danny and Wolverine are going after him. So they go to this town that apparently worships superheroes. And that's where they've been hiding out.
Is that supposed to be Old Vegas?
And they go in and...
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Old Vegas?
You think it was Old Vegas?
Yeah, it looks like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like fabulous Las Vegas, but they've rossed out Hammer Falls.
Yeah, yeah.
oh, I get
it.
And that's because Thor's hammer's there, yeah.
I'm just getting it. Just
so... So they go into infiltrate the hold... And they attack the people who are in there, and it's Sinister. I'm an idiot. This is really hard for me. And he was the one who apparently had masterminded the plan of the downfall of all the heroes.
Yes.
But he didn't get anything for it. And so then basically what happens is there's an all-out brawl, and they escape with the baby Hulk. But then they get stopped. And there's a final showdown, and there's a special thing happens, but I don't really want to tell you what happens because it's kind of fun. And I want you to be able, if you read it, to be surprised.
That's a good choice, Tim.
Yes, it is.
I was all ready to spoil it. Then I'm like, no, don't spoil it. No, don't spoil it. But when the thing happens at the end, I was like, yes!
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was really fucking cool. You guys, this book is a big build-up book, so like you're reading it and you're like, oh, it's pretty good. But then the ending, it makes you want to go back and read the whole thing because it's like makes
I
you
did.
Like, oh my God, it's this big build-up. It's great.
Yeah. I did. And when the thing happened, I was blown back. I did not see that coming in a billion years. You know.
Well, yeah, I remember I told you. I said when we did the book before this, I said, yeah, the next book is great. You know, so yeah.
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 I really hate how gray Logan is in this book. His skin is so gray. He's supposed
to
be
dying.
So right. They let you know that too, just by the color of his skin. You know?
Yeah, he got a dead eye too.
It looks like old salami.
Right, it looked bad.
Aged meat, huh?
This was a great book.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that this series has been great. It got a little slow with the last book. I think you know, with the even though it was a big brawl, I don't think they did a really good job at forecasting the action.
Yeah.
But, you know, this made up for it.
But now that I'm seeing this book, I'm wondering if it's because the final battle is going to be the big thing.
Well, it has to be something.
Got to be.
Yeah.
All I can say is somebody in trouble.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Yep. Sinister is a fat piece of doo-doo. Look, man. He has.
Yeah.
He just...
I like seeing him like that because
in the
new books he's got this big broad chest and it's always hanging out like he's some like disco king from the 70s or something with a medallion on his chest.
Yeah, he's like Colossus almost. You know,
yeah,
with the build anyway. Yeah.
So
he let himself go. That's all right. Yeah.
Recommend from me.
Yeah, me
yep,
too.
Me too.
All right. Too. Yeah. So that's gonna do it, man. We're gonna take our last break and we're gonna come back. It's time for Knives Out, y'all. We get a chance to talk about something that's. Things we don't normally do on this show. I mean, I kind of like this. We're doing movies that we don't normally do, like when we did 21 Bridges and stuff like that. We got to do more stuff, you know, stretch out the podcast, grow a little bit, y'all. We'll be right back. All right, man. So let's get this on, man. So we went to the movies and we went to check to see, we checked out Knives Out 2019, PG-13, 2 hours, 10 minutes. It's listed as a comedy, crime, drama, mystery, thriller. Y'all don't know what the hell to call it. The only thing you're missing is horror and action. Just so it stars Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don The Rock Johnson. No, I like Don Johnson. Tony Collette and Lakeith Stanford. Oh, I forgot all about Christopher Plummer and Catherine Langford. Jaden Martell from It.
Yeah. Yep.
And what did I say? Frank Oz was in this. And so.
Say Chris Evans was in
it? Oh, yeah. It was from one of the first ones I said.
Oh, sorry.
So before we, you know, get into this thing, this little. This thing, Ryan Johnson, I think he wrote it and directed. Yep, he wrote it and directed. And let's go with our my favorite section, and that's one word. Smooth, one word.
You went with me first?
You were sitting there still thinking, Smooth?
Yeah, I am, kind of, yeah. Come back.
Okay, Tiff.
I'll say fun.
Fun. I'm going to say... Yes. I'm going to say bravo.
Oh, nice.
Well, okay.
Smooth.
I'm going to say classic.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Like a Vlasic pickle.
Had to mess it up, didn't you?
Always. But it wouldn't be right if I didn't do that.
Okay. I think one of the first things I'd like to say is that I think Ryan Johnson, this movie here, he is It's something. It's it kind of blew me away. Okay. I thought it was gonna be good. I didn't realize for me that it was gonna be this good. But before we start rolling out, let's throw them spoilers so we don't mess something up. If you haven't seen this, do yourself a favor, go check it out. So the way this thing starts, man, you know, it starts with a mystery happening. You got the maid going upstairs, and I didn't realize that the person was gonna be dead already. You know, first scene.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, they wasted no time. And, you know, they're having a funeral. The house is big, but it's not spooky. You know, it's huge. I can imagine you can probably shoot a horror movie in this same house if you wanted to, you know, just by putting some dust on it, on the floor. But the house is really, really big, really, really rich. And you have all these eclectic characters that litter the landscape in every scene. And it's just great. I'm digging this setup from the beginning. What about you, Tiff?
Yeah, I really love it. It's very like a classic, like just like Smooth said, it's kind of like a classic. This house is old, so it could easily be like a 1950s whodunit. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a very classic house to have a whodunit in.
Oh, it could have been, 50s, 20s, our time. You know, just all you have to do is change the clothing of the individuals that involve, right?
Is it like a mansion almost?
Right. Oh, it's a huge mansion. Yeah.
Okay.
And they got grounds because
yeah, it's like a mansion.
The first scene they show is those dogs running toward the city screen, you know, and it's just like, what the hell is happening? But you know, the old man is gone, you know. And then you didn't even realize until later on in the movie that the scene with the dogs coming in the beginning was actually meant something.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was just something stupid, you know. I was like, oh, well, I don't know what that's all about. But then later in the movie, you're like, oh, that's what was going on. The murder was happening, you know.
Right.
So. So the murder happens, and we have our introduction of our characters. So I believe that we have the cops, right?
Yeah, in the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, yes. They're there. They want to question the family again, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I think they kind of like, you know, is that when they flash back to Marta in her living room, you know?
I believe so, yeah.
You know, with her family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
One thing I love about this movie is the comedic sense of it. Ryan Johnson is a master because he directed and wrote some pretty funny damn scenes. I love the scene where the nurse, Marta, is all distraught, and she's telling the other sister to turn. The mother's telling her to turn off the thing.
Right.
She goes so hard talking about, you know, the people died in blood and guts and blah blah.
And she's the one actually making it worse, right? Instead of the sister that's watching the drama on her, right, on her computer.
I thought that was funny. I love the comedy in this this movie.
And I gotta say something.
Go ahead.
The guy, yeah, there was comedy in this movie, but somebody in the movie theater was pissing me off because they was laughing at every scene, and it's like, and they were in the same row, and it's like, it's not that funny. You know what I mean? I felt like you. I didn't want to be around people that day.
Well, I was actually in a pretty packed movie house when I went to go see this, and pretty good, man. I mean, people actually stood up and applauded at the end. Not stood up, but they people were applauding at the end of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah. So we get a chance to meet our characters, and boy, what a group they are, man. And it's kind of just funny how they're just running down people. You know, they all want to seem like they're successful.
Right.
I mean, they're talking to cops, so they're only going to give so much information. And, you know, they're just all presenting this image of themselves, you know. And I love... Daniel Craig blew me away in this movie. What about you guys?
Yes, I love the piano.
The piano thing. Oh, like, my God!
Like moving along, please.
Ping. I was just like, wow, what the hell is he doing? Right. And it was so amazing.
Right, that's when I first started laughing. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's when who the fuck is that?
Yeah, right. Because
they wouldn't even introduce him, right? Right. He's just sitting back there, all in the dark. And then when he talks and introduces himself with that Southern country accent, I said, oh, it works so good. It works so good. You know, it was perfect. He really shined in this movie, man.
He was impressive. Yeah. I was going to say that too, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, he did a good job.
I mean, demonstrating to the world now, dude, that you just not Bond. You really can act. Well, we know he can act, but we normally see him playing more serious stuff. And this was not, he wasn't being a buffoon.
Right.
But he was kind of like Columbo, man. You know, just
right,
the village idiot, right, stumbling into stuff.
Yeah, right.
So they're questioning the people, and he's trying to get the background. And we find out when he gets the MARTA that the throwing up thing was just classic. I said, who wrote that?
Yeah, I would have never thought that. She cannot lie. I can't lie or I'll get sick. I'll make myself sick.
And so you knew it was going to be a plot device, of course, right?
Right.
You know, it would happen. You're like, oh, this is going to. It's either gonna hurt her or harm her. Mm. Now, for me, I had no idea from watching this that she had anything to do with the murder until we got the flashback. What about you, Tiff?
Correct. Yep. So I thought they did a really good job. I thought, okay, she's innocent. She just doesn't want to talk about her employers. I thought they did a really good job, like, keeping that under wraps.
Yes. And what I really like to see is immediately how the family was turning on each other. I think it started with Michael Shannon, right? He was like,
yeah, they're like, you're trying to get me to talk about my family. Like, that's so
Jamie Lee Curtis
Curtis is just like, right, I'm not gonna do that. And then they cut to him and he's like, he's a piece of shit. Right. Blah, 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 blah. I thought that was so brilliant.
That was absolutely brilliant. And something else I noticed, the conversation between, what was his name, Richard, who was played by Don Johnson, and Joni, played by Toni Collette. Mm-hmm. They started talking about, which was awesome to me, how they threw in the detainees in these separating the children. It's you know, a thing that's been happening in our country.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And Don Johnson was like such a piece of garbage with it. You know, he was talking about the detainees, right, and then he brings Marta in, like, yeah, come on, Marta, she did it right. She came into the country right.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And then we find out that he has a person of color on the side. You know,
right? Asian. Yeah.
I was like, what a piece of garbage, right, Jack. You know, he was slimy, man. You know, he was slimy and elitist.
Very slimy.
Right.
And they all were pretty slimy, and I dug that.
Yeah. They all had character flaws. Yeah. Every single last one of them.
So who
like really bad ones though?
Yeah.
Well, the main character flaw was you guys are leeches, I think. And it just extended from there.
Oh, they were all so dependent on him, on Dad. And so I'm looking at the father, you know, when they showed the flashbacks. And I was like, well, you created these monsters. Yeah. And then it was like, okay, well, he's a professional man. Mm-hmm. He's a self-made man.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no mom.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so it's like, well, maybe he did the best he could.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I didn't look at him so harshly. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, how long ago did the mama die?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But it was amazing how the family just despised one another.
Right.
Because of the things they were doing and the money that they were getting.
Right.
They just despised each other about that. Mm. And I love how they call the little boy the little Nazi.
Right.
Which I'm a little disappointed that they never really showed him being that bad.
I don't think he was. I just think that he distanced himself from everybody.
No, they all said he was a little Nazi, dude.
I understand that, but
he was he's a right wing troll on the internet. So like that's why he's tweeting and he's being. Then that's why he calls her a liberal snowflake later.
Liberal
snowflake. Yeah, he's basically a kid of today. They, you know, communication is through the phone, texting. Yeah.
Yes.
Emotionless.
So I was blown away when they showed the scene where she mistakenly poisoned him. I was so surprised. That really got me, y'all. I did not see that coming.
Me neither.
What about you, Tev?
I was very shocked because I felt, and I think one of the hardest parts about this movie is you feel so bad for her because she's the whole crux of this movie is that she's a good person.
Right.
That's kind of like the impetus of this movie. But like, I think she suffers the most because she is a good person, because she would have definitely done everything she could to help him. That was her friend. But then he was like, no, your mom. And so she has these two loyalties that she's fighting between.
Right, right.
That's really hard on her. And I thought that was really very, like, I felt so bad for her.
Yeah. And then I was sitting there like, is this misdirection? Is it going to turn out that she's a cold, calculated killer? You know, I was thinking that was going to happen. So they're going to read the will, man. One of the best scenes in the whole damn movie, you know, because everybody's been talking. And Chris Evans walks into the scene and he just chews it up, man. He's just chewing up the scene. He just wrecked it. I was like, look at Cap go. He worked that damn scene. And we saw it in the trailer, right? But just seeing it from beginning to end was the greatest. You know, just
eat shit.
You eat shit.
You definitely eat shit.
They did not like each other. Them people hated each other. So how is this getting you, Smooth?
This, like you said, this is great. This is humorous. And it was, you pretty much knew that you guys aren't gonna get shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's just it was fun to watch them, their reaction to seeing that, yeah, you guys aren't gonna get anything. And like you said, Chris Evans ate it up because it's like he knew right from the jump. And you know, he was happy to see that everybody else was not going to get anything, just like me. You're not going to get anything.
Well, I think that scene had greater bravado when you found out that he did know. You know, so
he
then, but you didn't know that until after that scene.
Right.
And then he was like,
no wonder he was walking in there like,
Yeah, he had a ball with that.
Yeah, right. Like, I know what's
good.
Go ahead, Tiff.
No, I even like, probably one of my favorite jokes in the movie is when they're all like, later they're talking to the guy who read them, the lawyer who read them their will. And then he's like, and then eventually they're like, yeah, John, you're useless guy. And he's like, thank you. Right. He just wants to go home.
He just wanted to go home. Right. They was holding him hostage, man. Right. And then they, her so-called friend just killed me, setting her up. We had the family, you know, and hung up on her. Right. But what really got me, another ongoing joke, which was hilarious, was I voted to have you at the funeral, but I was outvoted.
Right, yeah, everybody was outvoted. Yeah, everybody, I noticed that too. Everybody kept saying that.
Like, you're like family, Marta.
Right.
You're like family.
But, you know, I had no say.
Right. So the old man concocts that scheme, you know, to remove guilt from Marta. And the movie gets intense at this point.
Yeah.
You know, because everything happens right but wrong.
Right.
And, you know, you see the flashback from the other side and see that, you know, he dressed her up like him and she came in out the window. Cool stuff, man. I'm digging this thing.
Well, you see that he is a mystery novel, right? You know,
right.
He knows his shit. He knows his craft.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So Ransom comes and picks her up.
I do.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I do love that even as a writer, he's just like, she gives him too much morphine. He's like, oh, what a great way to kill a person. This would be, I gotta write this down.
Right.
He was so unconcerned with his demise. You know, he was just like, all right, well, shit, I'm old anyway, you know.
Right.
But he gives all the money to Marta. Family goes crazy and stuff, man. And it's perfect. And that's when Ransom shows up and takes her out of the car, you know, and you're thinking, this is not a good guy, but what is he up to? Because I didn't really think they were teaming up. I mean, I was like, he wants something. What about you, Tev?
Well, this is so I saw this with Sean, and like he said, it's hard to say because like you don't know if this is the red herring. You don't know if they're like trying to make you think that Chris Evans is a bad person so that you are thrown through a loop when he isn't a bad person.
Right, because you're kind of thinking, well, maybe the reason why they really don't like him because he's the only one with sense.
Right.
Because I thought that for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Until he gave her all that stuff to eat and was like, nah, you can't tell a lie. And I was like, ooh, rotten bastard. Yeah. Rotten bastard, you know. So he decides he's going to help her, but he gets arrested, right? They go on that little chase that was hilarious.
Yeah, with the car that only went to 60 miles an hour. Her little car, whatever that was.
She's like dipping. And it's so funny when they got caught, because the cop was like, he's like, get out the car.
that was the dumbest car chase ever.
Pretty good, man. And so Daniel Craig chewing up every scene he's in. Yeah. Every single scene, he's just dominating the scene, and just he's so interested in watching this. You know, he's just like, man, you're just watching the detective just doing his duty. So, what they're gonna drive? She still want to make the switch, right, with the blackmailer, because now there's a blackmailer involved in this thing.
Yeah,
you know, the place is burnt up.
Yeah, with the blood, where the blood works with right. That, yeah,
and you know, then the lady's dead, man. It's the housekeeper.
The housekeeper, yeah. She,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm like confused at this point.
I was too.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is going on? You right. know, you can't see any of this stuff, you know. Yeah. But what really gets me is when, you know, he kind of figures everything out and he goes back through everything and you kind of see that the stuff was actually there the whole time and it wasn't like they didn't cheat in this movie. Yeah. They didn't like show you stuff that wasn't there originally, and that's one thing I thought was so clever about that. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
The key figure.
I want to talk. So are we kind of talking about the reveal?
Yeah, we're there.
So my favorite fucking thing about this movie is, so they say that, like, so Ransom does this thing and that he switches the medicine, and then she's like, well, then I would have switched it back and then I would have actually killed him. I love that because I was like, that's what when she said that, I was like, well, yeah, but then they worked the whole thing out, you know what I mean, and thought about it through and like really made it work.
Yeah. It wasn't cheap.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it wasn't any tricks.
Right.
You know, I like when he says, "You are a good nurse. You knew that was."
Oh my god, that's a good impression.
And I was like, damn, that's good. You're right. He was like, you know, even though she wasn't paying attention, she didn't even realize it until after she saw the label, because she knew the viscosity of that. And I was like, yeah, you would.
Yeah, right.
This is heavier. This is not.
Yeah, right.
And so that was cool, man. And so old boy is just going to, he's like, in for a penny, in for a pound. Oh my God.
I loved it when he was talking to the mother. He's like, you know something. I'm going to see. However long it takes for you to talk, I'm going to sit. Yeah, he just sat there, and now she was the pivotal. She was actually the mother was the one who really where she, you know,
the mother. Which mother? What are you talking about?
What's her name? Hawthorne's mother. Whatever his name.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No. The old woman, the grandmother. When he sat there and talked to her, when she said, "Ransom, you back again?" And that's what that was the key right there. So you was it dawned on, like, oh, so you were up here before.
Yeah.
And
then what I thought they were gonna show when she saw the girl face to face, I thought that Ransom might have been standing in the yard behind her.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? But that didn't happen, you know.
Yeah, she was just senile.
But see, Martha, she kind of went off the rails too, though, because she like snatched the tape and erased the tape, and she was doing like a little stuff, and I was like, is she guilty? You know what I'm saying? I was like, did she orchestrate this whole thing? You know.
But then you got to remember, he told her to do that, though.
Yeah.
He told her, you know. This is how you avoid being seen.
Hey, I really like Trooper Wagner. He was such a fanboy in this whole thing.
Oh yeah, he was. He sure was.
I love the books.
Right.
I love that.
He's like, it's just like one of the books. So, man, you know, it turns out that Ransom was the killer the whole time.
Right.
And I thought they were going to do like one of the Clue endings where everybody was involved one way or another, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. But they were all pieces of garbage. So Ransom tries to kill Martha, you know.
Yeah.
He confesses. The confession thing blew my ass away, Jack. I mean, she set him up smooth.
Man. Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she held that. She held the bubble guts in as long as she could.
So that's something you don't see every day.
Right, it wasn't. Yeah, it's not.
So he's the killer, you know, they taking him away. And another one of the best shots they showed is when they were all sitting there trying to like, you know, because she told the girl, oh, I wouldn't kick you out. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to do this. And she had the cup that said, this is my house, my rules.
Right.
Yes, that's right. A fucking awesome part of this movie.
Yeah, it was great.
When she's on the balcony, yeah, looking down at everybody. Yeah.
She got a lot of money.
A lot of money and a big old mansion.
Everything is hers. Ooh. That old man wasn't playing with them.
No, he's like, you're done. Get out of here. I'm cutting you off.
Yeah, and they all actually had money themselves. They just wanted all the money.
All the money, yeah. You greedy bastards. Greedy as fuck. I felt bad for Jamie Lee Curtis, though. I didn't really feel bad. But, I mean, who do you think his favorite? Well, I think his favorite might have been Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm not so sure, but I know that Richard had a black eye when she. How many of y'all knew that was it was written in milk? Yeah, I knew that.
I kind of figured that. Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
All from the old Encyclopedia Brown books I used to read as a kid.
Right.
I was like, that was written in milk. All you have to do is heat it up. So you know he gets the black eye. So everything's totally falling apart. You know, at the end. You know.
Right. Everything's revealed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Great movie, man. And people literally clapped out loud at the end of this movie.
Yeah, it's not. You know what? It was a good movie because this isn't a movie that I would particularly watch myself.
I knew I wanted to see it from the trailer. Mm-hmm. The trailer blew me away. I was like, oh my God, this looks great. So, I don't know, man. We can't do the damn thing we got it done. I don't have no clue what we're going to do next week, man. You know, I don't know. We have to look around and see.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Some stuff out.
So that's gonna do it, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And Mr.
SMOOVE, spell smooth, not late. but I'm always on time.
My ass. Anyway.
May not be on schedule.
So that's going to do it. And until next week, we will be
on Patrol.